Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
Osama bin Laden dead. The world reacts. We've been getting reports from all over the world this morning. We go now to the BBC's Asia editor, Jill McGivering, who's been to Pakistan many times in her career as Asia editor for our partner, the BBC. She joins us now from London. Jill, first of all, what can you tell us about this compound where Osama bin Laden was found?
Well, the reports that are coming through suggest that it was quite conspicuous, that it was very heavily fortified, very high perimeter walls. And it's in an area called Abbottabad, which is basically quite an affluent, luxurious town, about 60 to 70 kilometres north of Islamabad, the capital. So heading towards Afghanistan and the border and so on, but actually still pretty much in lowland. And it's an area which is known as a garrison town. A lot of senior military figures go there to retire because it is a nice area. There's a nice golf course, it's fairly affluent, and there's also a very big and well-equipped military hospital there, which also raises, I think, some suggestion of whether or not Osama bin Laden was getting some sort of treatment in that area.
Well, let's raise some of those questions. You've got a lot of military officers nearby as neighbors. You've got a well-known town for the retirement of sensitive folks who want to be left alone. Is there any way a compound of this size, and again, you've mentioned the hospital, could have been in place for so long without so many people in Pakistan knowing what's going on?
Well, that's the big question, isn't it? Does this imply that some elements within the military, possibly some elements within the intelligence services, knew that Osama bin Laden was there and were colluding with him, that were giving him support in this way? Now, already some people are quick to say that. We've had responses, for example, from India, which has always been extremely suspicious about Pakistan and accused it of continuing to be involved with militants. India has come out and said, well, look, this raises more concerns that terrorists find sanctuary in Pakistan. We haven't heard a lot yet from Pakistani officials. Some of the earlier comments in the Pakistani media were saying that they were getting briefings from some unnamed senior officials saying that actually Pakistan was involved in this operation. It was a joint operation. But that doesn't seem very likely. Everything else seems to imply that actually the US had not taken Pakistan into its confidence when it did that. And again, given that this is on Pakistani soil, that raises obvious questions about the trust deficit between the two countries.
Jill McGivering, BBC Asia editor. You know, before we go, it seems as though there are no good options for Pakistan here. If they knew about the operation, that creates political problems. If they didn't know about the operation, that creates political problems. If they support the operation, that has political fallout. And, sovereignty of Pakistan was violated sort of willy-nilly by the allies here, that's always a problem in Pakistan.
This is embarrassing and undermining for Pakistan all the way around. As you say, there is that issue of how much was Pakistan in alliance with the US about this? Well, there are elements within Pakistan that would be angry if they thought that this was some sort of joint operation and if Pakistan had given it its consent. On the other hand, if Pakistan didn't know about it, and that seems at the moment a little bit more likely, then what does that say about this so-called alliance between Pakistan and the US? And given that the whole issue of US engagement on the soil in Pakistan, the drone strikes and so on, is a matter of intense public anger in Pakistan. I think many Pakistanis are going to feel at best concerned, and some may be angry when they find out this has happened.
BBC's Asia editor Jill McGivering, who has wide experience in Pakistan and South Asia, speaking to us from London. Jill, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Switching now to Kabul, Afghanistan, where joining us now is the BBC correspondent Quentin Somerville. Quentin, what has been the reaction in Kabul? And, of course, for the longest time, we understood Osama bin Laden to be in Afghanistan. It hasn't really been the case for many years. Reaction?
Well, the reaction is vindication. Afghan officials, President Karzai, have been saying for many years he isn't here, that he's being sheltered in Pakistan, and that if America and its allies are serious about tackling the war on terror, they must do it not just within Afghanistan's borders, but also in Pakistan. So President Karzai saying today, Osama bin Laden has paid for his deeds. This is a man who has the blood of thousands of Afghans on his hands, and he wasn't found in our villages and towns. He was found over the border in Pakistan, as we've been telling the international community for many years.
So relief among officials in Afghanistan? Any sign that they will grow more impatient with the NATO occupation of areas of Afghanistan, Quentin?
I think we're already getting that message from President Karzai, but there was also a sense of jubilation. He announced this, that Osama bin Laden had been killed at a meeting of tribal elders, and there was a cry of joy went up in that meeting because those tribal elders have been targeted by Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda and the Taliban may have drifted apart since Mullah Omar gave Osama bin Laden sanctuary here in Afghanistan all those years ago, but still Al-Qaeda, there's perhaps 100 or so fighters in this country still, have been able to carry out attacks, have been killing and assassinating tribal leaders and government officials and others. So a great deal of relief that threat may have been diminished in some way.
So Quentin Somerville, our partner live from Kabul, Afghanistan, you know, the million-dollar question probably for Hamid Karzai, and I don't know if there's any way even to source this kind of information. We've been getting reports that George W. Bush, former president, got a call from President Obama in advance of the announcement here. Any sense that Hamid Karzai was given a heads up?
I don't get that sense. I spoke to the President Karzai's spokesman just before President Obama made the announcement, and there was clearly something in the air. But then President Karzai rushed into a meeting with his national security advisors to prepare a response. All of this happening very early in the morning here in Afghanistan, but it gives an indication that President Karzai may not have been given the heads up that this had happened. Also, there's a worry among some senior officials here in Afghanistan that America may now feel mission accomplished. But what we're being told from those senior officials is only half the job has been done. The Taliban are still here. They believe the Taliban's leader, Mullah Omar, also has sanctuary in Pakistan and that he needs to be dealt with.
Interesting. Quentin Somerville of our partner, the BBC in Kabul, Hamid Karzai apparently not given a heads up, although the details are still sketchy. Reaction from all over the world to the death of Osama bin Laden. Stay with us.